I mentioned this little letter to the editor on Monday from Beth Lavington. It's all about this ratbaggery, this cancel culture, political correctness, lunacy. And really, how many people are supportive of it? Possibly very few. Here's, for example, this is what Beth talked about on Monday, the things that have been cancelled or banned or whatever. Mr. Potato Head, for example, Dr. Seuss books. Mr. Potato Head's exactly that, and there's also Mrs. Potato Head, kids play with, where's an issue with that? Now, the Muppets are racist and inappropriate. How specifically, asks Beth. Very good question, isn't it? Rubbish. She says 95% of the population probably see no issue with any of the above characters. Noddy and Big Ears are considered inappropriate now due to homosexual overtones. Can you believe this garbage? Same for Andy Pandy, and we accept all sexual orientations in society. You know, she's made a very good point. She says, what do we ordinary people need to do to stop this insanity? And then the next day's letters, we have Naomi Wilson out at Bayview. Naomi Wilson, the former Mulgrave member and family services minister, writes this. Well said, Beth Lavington, says Naomi. Soon we won't have libraries, as all books will be cancelled for safety. Who are these people who are becoming a new minority strength group? My children thoroughly enjoyed these books and have survived. Let parents be the judges of what their children read, not some unknown minority group. At this rate, soon our Bibles will be banned, writes Naomi Wilson at Bayview. Naomi's on the line. I tracked her down, the former National, Family Services Minister and member for Mulgrave. Hello, Naomi.
How are you, John? Beautiful morning this morning.
Lovely. I'm glad we just started on a positive note because it'll go downhill from here. Seriously, I mean, doesn't this take your breath away, this lunacy that's somehow or other got hold of the media worldwide?
I just can't understand it, John. I mean, as you know, my background's early childhood, and I think of all the wonderful books, the finger plays, the songs, the picture books. Are they all going to be tossed out? Are our children going to, whoops, there's a truck just going by. Are they all going to be chucked out because somebody says they don't like it? I mean, honestly, surely parents have got an idea of what they want their children to read and what they don't want their children to read.
I just can't understand how our leaders aren't standing up and saying enough is enough. This is absolute lunacy. The destructive nature of this so-called cancel culture. I mean, as far as our culture is concerned, this is hundreds of years. Some of these books that are being banned go back 100 years, 150 years. Of course, the content was based on what prevailed as far as public standards were concerned back then. And they're being banned because they don't meet today's standards. It's madness.
That's right. History is history. We can't change history. History's happened. It's there. And I'm really thrilled that you've taken up this, because I think that actually the media have got something to say as well, because a lot of media pick it up and they write these things and people think, oh, gee, I must have a look at that. Whereas if they just remain silent and left it out of their area, perhaps this wouldn't happen in such a quick way. But there are people there who don't really know, and they do listen to the media. Yeah. So if the media says it's wrong... Wrong.
Do you know, some people are at long last standing up against this madness. I think it might have been a child behaviour expert the other day saying, you know what this does? This means that parents will be discouraged from reading literature, reading books to their children, for example, at bedtime.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that's so wrong. My kids used to love having a read at night, and we'd have stories, and we'd have finger plays, and we'd have singing. That's part of growth. But if it's going to stop, I think that's a shame for the next generation. They're going to miss out. They're going to miss out on all that fun stuff.
Naomi, don't you think our community leaders need to stand up and speak out about this? Because this is fundamentally the destruction of very strong pillars of what our community is made up of.
Probably, but they've probably all got their areas of you know that they're doing in their own areas. But it would be good to hear more from people, and I think it would be good to hear more from people who have libraries, for instance, to say, look, welcome to our library. We've got all these books here. We don't get rid of them. They're part of our history. That would be good to have a welcome, to say, look, we don't believe in this sort of thing. And I'm just wondering how schools are going to get on. They've got their libraries there. And as you know, I'm an early childhood person. And to me, That's where you get all the stories, you get the children to learn their languages, you get all of that sort of thing. Mm. So, I think it could be picked up. But maybe it will be if nobody says anything, it'll be a dying race. It won't happen. I don't know. I really don't know. But when I read the letter the other day, I thought, oh, gosh. What's the next generation going to do? What are the children going to do? And that's where I come in.
Mm. Do you know, Naomi, the one that angered me most, these lunatic cancel culture people who targeted Winston Churchill's statue in London to be tipped into the river because he was deemed by them, gee, they're wonderful students of history, aren't they, by them to be a racist. Now, this was the man that more than anyone else brought to an end the virtual reign of the greatest racist of all time in Adolf Hitler. Yet Winston Churchill is deemed the racist and he's not to be considered in any way respected anymore. It's just madness, just people that are totally ignorant of history.
Yes, I was just going to say, history is history and you can't hide history no matter what you do. History is there. And I think this may be one of the things with what we're talking about with books now. I hope people will stand up and say to libraries, say to councils, say to whatever, we want those books. We don't want them burned. They were good for our kids. We like to read them. It's history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. Yes. And it's got to be there. You can't change history. Yeah. You can't change it. It's there, no matter how hard people try.
Mm.
So I'm glad you picked it up because, really, I think there are a lot of people like me who are quite angered at the fact that people are going to tell us what to read and what grandchildren have got to, you know, what parents have got to read. Mm. It's their choice.
Exactly.
It's the same as a parent letting a child watch television. Mm. You know, they'll turn it off if it's not right, but they'll certainly let them watch if it is good. Mm. So I think parents, we're diminishing what parents have got in terms of bringing their children up the way they want.
Mm. Well, I'm so pleased to see someone or hear someone of your status speaking out on this, and hopefully it will encourage others to do the same. Thanks, Naomi.
I hope. Thanks, John. Have a great morning.
She's the former member for Mulgrave, former Family Services Minister in Queensland, Naomi Wilson.